Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the brilliance of jazz guitarist Al Di Meola, doing his take on the Beatles, that was Here Comes the Sun from his newest 2020 recording, Across the Universe. So his fascination with complex rhythmic syncopation, lyrical melodies, and a spot-on harmony has been at the heart of his music throughout his four-plus decade career. This Pole winner and busy composer has over 20-plus albums as a leader, and he's collaborated with many, like Return to Forever, John McLaughlin, and so many others. On this latest disc, we caught up with him here at the show to talk about it during a very surreal time in America and the world at large, as the live jazz has been silenced. And he talked about the joy of making this recording.
Recording in the same spaces where the Beatles made those gems, and when the set with the same equipment, and it was just, I felt like I was a five-year-old going to Disney World for the first time. And it was like that every day. And I haven't had a thrill like that as an adult on that level.
Al grew up in New Jersey with the music of Elvis Presley and the Beatles, and he naturally gravitated to the guitar as a youngster, and by his early teens, he was already a very skilled player. His earliest role models in jazz included guitarist Tal Farlow and the great Kenny Burrell, and that has culminated with his last album. So we did want to know from Al what it's going to be like when the live music does start back up. And we're in early May right now. We're not sure when that's going to be, but these were his thoughts.
Well, we're going to have a great appreciation for life, I think. We made it through an unbelievable storm. It's probably similar to what people have gone through with overcoming a horrible thing like cancer or just making it through, a health nightmare. And we're all going to be celebrating that together throughout the whole world.
It's great to finally have Al on the show, and we always dig his tunes, man. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is always here to give you the jazz, whether it's just regular old time or during a pandemic, on the radio or in live format, right here from Kansas City, Missouri, here to give you that much-needed jazz lift. So we've been catching up with a variety of artists here at Neon Jazz during this COVID-19 quarantine of spring 2020. And one of those cats is Kansas City trumpeter E.E. Pointer of the great and innovative River Cow Orchestra. And during our talk, he said he came across a song that he nearly forgot while in quarantine, and it's a beauty. And he passed it along. As we get into the 2019 tune, Word Is, off their CD, First Bliss, listen to E.E. talk about what he hopes the world learns when live music starts back up.
People have a tendency to be very comfortable if they can put things in certain little pockets of knowledge and put things in cubby holes. And some created art is not going to fit in any of those. And I hope that it when people go out and start hearing live stuff again, that they appreciate it for what it is. There's so many wonderful players in Kansas City that they're going to be able to hear. And these musicians are going to want to get out and go crazy doing stuff. Thank you.
is Richie Cole, Alto Madness, coming to you from Jazz Capital of the World, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Whenever I want to hear some good jazz music, I look to find Joe Donino on Neon Jazz. That's the only place to go. Be there or be square.
Thank you.
That was the amazing late great saxophonist, composer, and arranger, Pittsburgh strong Richie Cole, with the title cut, Starburst, off his 1995 album. So we lost Richie at the age of 72 on May 2, 2020. This one hurt, man. It was not COVID-19 related, but it is during a time when all are very wary of a virus that has kept us all confined and live jazz silenced since mid-2020, and that's saying a lot. Richie was a special breed. He was a good friend of the show and one of my favorite people and interviews ever. He was raw, rich, deeply intelligent, and really, truly a musician that will be greatly missed. And within this last year, we actually spoke to Richie, and every time this cat talked to me, there was something that blew my mind. Like this, his explanation of jazz. It's still one of my favorites, man. Dig it.
It's a big four-letter word, jazz. It's like the word food, you know. Everybody doesn't like every kind of food. People have their certain preferences. And, you know, I hope the people who prefer this kind of sound will enjoy it. And then that's my mission is accomplished. Now I'm on to my next project.
Oh, man, Richie, thanks for visiting Earth as long as you did, dude. You did immeasurable good. So let's hear OP next, Canadian virtuoso and composer known as the Maharaja of the keyboard. Here's Oscar Peterson with It Don't Mean a Thing, and If It Ain't Got That Swing. That's the truth, kids. Thank you.
Hi, this is Saba Molnar, saxophonist and composer from Boston, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Was saxophonist, composer, and an educator based out of Boston, Massachusetts, Sabar Molnar, with the title cut off his latest 2020 CD, Level Up. Music has been around him since a very early age, and he has been gigging on the saxophone and clarinet since the age of 12. He grew up in an international community, or a hippie commune, called Birdsfoot Farm in Canton, New York. We caught up with him about his baptismal in jazz, and this is what he had to say.
The first, like, real introduction to jazz is I did a road trip with my dad, and we listened to a lot of, that's kind of when I got into Train. I was, like, 8 years old when that happened.
His first live gig was a big one, the biggest. Here's trumpeter and jazz leader Wynton Marsalis with the tune One by One live in concert circa 2015. And as we do, let's hear him explain.
I think so. In my hometown in Canton, despite it being a very small town, there is a music school the next town over, the Crane School of Music, and that also brought in a lot of like nationally touring acts. I think one that really stuck out to me at a young age was Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center. It was the first time I saw them. Was definitely a profound experience, life-changing in a way.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Mike Casey, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
That was veteran tenor sax cat Robert Bootsy Barnes, who authored a very hard-driving sound and had a restless creative spirit for Philadelphia jazz for over six decades. That was the tune 3 Miles Out off his 2018 CD, The More I See You. So he left us on April 23, 2020 at the age of 82 from complications due to COVID-19. Man, this pandemic keeps on hitting home. From New York's very own Melody Poet, man, we dig it when this cat reaches out. In honor of May the 4th Be With You 2020, Mike Casey hand-delivered his latest song, Dagobah. And as we dig it, let's let the force be with you. Next on the show.
Hey, Kansas City. This is Megan Stewart out of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm a jazz vocalist with a new album out entitled Yesterday, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Yesterdays, yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, golden days, olden days, days of mad romance and love, then gay youth was mine, truth was mine, joy is free and flaming life, forsooth was mine, sad am I, black mine. Today I'm dreaming of yesterday.
That was jazz singer Megan Stewart with the 2020 song Yesterdays. Originally from a small town in Alabama, her parents both studied music and she was surrounded by Southern hymns and classical music. And under her grandparents' influence, she was introduced to jazz. Her paternal grandmother and grandfather both played saxophone in the era of swing and big bands. Sounds like it was in the gene pool. These days, she calls New Orleans home, and she went there suddenly, and she explained.
I decided to move to New Orleans, just out of nowhere, to learn more, to come to the city and learn from the other musicians.
From jazz, saxophone, and flute player Hadley Kellerman, this is JoJo Dancer Bossa Nova, as we get ready to wrap this hour up. Again, that was Hadley Kellerman with JoJo Dancer, Bossa Nova. And finally, we're going to have a listen to jazz guitarist John Stein. Originally born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and now internationally renowned. His talent and love for the music has ultimately earned him a lot of acclaim and got him a faculty position at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, his current home. This is the tune Kobe off his latest tasty 2020 CD, Watershed. And we caught up with him here at the show prior to the COVID-19 quarantine shutdown. And man, that seems like ages ago. And he opened up about who he really wants to be.
It's like any form of art. It's a form of human expression. And if you can find a way to express yourself through a very complicated and challenging environment, It's just, I enjoy the challenge of it. And it just, I love the players who are able to do it. You know, I've really studied all the musicians in the whole history of jazz. And I'm just trying to be the best musician that I can be. And
thanks for tuning in to one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the king of the quarantine mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us, especially during this time in the world and our lives. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, support the arts, all of them. And please keep jazz alive when it returns. And as always, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.